Did the Erie Canal start a religious movement? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, S. Brent Plate, visiting associate professor of religious studies at Hamilton College, looks into this question.
200 years after the beginnings of the Erie Canal, we can pause to reflect on its influence. My research suggests the Erie Canal is the outstanding example of a human artifact creating new religious movements rapidly in the whole of history. Within 3 decades of its opening, this psychic highway cultivated experimental spiritual groups, including the Mormons, the Adventists, Spiritualism, a revived apocalypticism, utopian communist societies such as the Oneida Community, with the Amana Colony and the Shakers passing through, as well as the emotion-laden revivals of the Second Great Awakening. The canal also engendered the religiously infused social movements of the abolition of slavery, women's suffrage, and temperance. Apart from church authorities that dominated European and New England life, the canal provided ample imaginative possibilities for working toward God's kingdom on earth. Like the Silk Road in Asia, the Erie Canalway spilled over its basic transportation use to become an empire builder, a political-economic empire that was inextricable from a spiritual empire. The inland route was understood as God's gift to the fledgling nation, inspiring citizens to move west and glean benefits from the riches of the continental interior. National theologies about manifest destiny flowed from this technological wonder. Later, when telegraph and railroad lines were established, the canal's influence declined. Even so, these new routes followed the path of the canal and fed off the established urban areas. Canal towns became rail towns, and what were once new spiritual experiments became part of the establishment, primed and ready for export across the western country.
That was S. Brent Plate of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.